No.
This is a thing, all right? This is a thing that's in my game, and why would I use any other armor because of this fucking thing?
In 2018, Spider-Man for the PlayStation 4, it really makes you feel like Batman.
Hold up. BioWare looked over at Mass Effect and said, yeah, people play multiplayer games sometimes. So let's put a multiplayer game in with Dragon Age Inquisition.
Why do we want a multiplayer in Dragon Age?
I don't know, but I played a bard and all I did was press buttons until people fell down, so...
Listen to Super Arrogant Bros on Apple, Google Play, Stitcher, Spotify, and even iHeartRadio. Go to madcastmedia.com for more.
I just know W key. Keeps me moving.
Only one thing to do. W key.
That's it, I got a W key. I got a W key.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Another episode of the W Key Podcast coming at you guys. My name's Josh. With me as always in the screen below is my brother, Matthew, aka Technique. Flies getting at you. So a little bit out of the ordinary. So normally we do every other week, but we've actually, you know, we had an interview last week. It was a great episode. If you guys haven't watched it, you should take a look. You can watch it on Twitch, our VODs. You can watch it on our YouTube channel as well, or you can listen to it through any podcast app that you guys like to watch or listen to. And it was great. We had Brendan on. He is someone, he's a presenting coach. He gives tips on how to talk better, basically. I'm dumbing it down severely, but the idea is we had him on.
Public speaking.
Yeah, exactly. And the idea is we had him on to help give tips to streamers, YouTubers, people who create content to help them, you know, present better. You know, people don't generally tie those two together, but that's what we did. So we had last week was a guest. It was great. We didn't really talk a lot about gaming news or anything like that. So, and next week, next Sunday, we're actually going to be live, noon Sunday, Eastern Standard Time with another guest as well. We figured exactly. So, which is good. I mean, we like that. That's what we like. We're really digging the guests. We're hoping to get more on and keep that going. But the problem I saw at least was, you know, guest last week, a guest in 2 weeks, it would have been like over a month and a half before we talked about any news. And we just had a big thing happen. We've had actually quite a few interesting things happen in the last week at least. So we figured we'd drop you an extra episode. And, you know, depending on how much or how many guests keep rolling in, you know, we might do this format where it's like 1 week it's a guest, 1 week it's news, and the next week it's a guest. But I don't want to get ahead of myself too much. So for now,
as it goes along,
fly by the seat of our pants. And that's kind of what it's best at. We have somewhat of a schedule, which is good. You're supposed to have a schedule. That's what everyone says, at least. So we have somewhat of a schedule, but for now, we're just cruising. We're having a great time. I hope you guys are enjoying everything. Before we get into anything really gaming related, I want to ask you a question, Matt. How would you feel if they basically erased the last three Star Wars movies?
Like what, the three that just released?
Yeah, the three with like Rey and Finn and all them.
How would I feel? Yeah. I mean, honestly, I guess I wouldn't be all distraught.
I enjoyed
them, but yeah. I was like, no.
They're good, and I know this is somewhat out of the realm of gaming, but we also like movies too, surprisingly. Go figure, right? And so I saw something the other day, and I've actually watched a few videos on YouTube about it, how, you know, basically they've left a door open to use the Veil of the Force. It's something they talk about in the Clone Wars animated series. They've left the door open. Basically, that whole mirror sequence with Rey in the last movie is more or less the veil an access point to the Veil of the Force that the Emperor had on the Death Star. So their thought, basically, because Kathleen Kennedy more or less killed the Star Wars franchise, and they haven't done great. The movies didn't do great. I mean, they were good. They were okay. They just weren't Star Wars movies. And so then the thought is that Lucas is going to step back in. They're basically going to use that veil to essentially wipe, you know, or not wipe, but it'd be like an alternate reality. That's what these last three movies would be. So I saw that and I thought that was pretty interesting. I know we, you know, it's not necessarily gaming related, but we're both Star Wars fans. So
cool. Interesting, guys. Yeah. I remember the whole veil thing was, that in Rebels, like the thing that like Ahsoka and someone goes into and they
can, yeah, I can't remember if it was in Rebels or Clone Wars. You see
like pathways to different, other times and shit like that. Yeah. I haven't got that point yet, but I have like read up, I think it's on Rebels that whole.
Yeah.
I've read about that thing
in the Disney, the Disney verse, Clone Wars and Rebels is canon, to my knowledge. So they have a canon way, an in-universe way to do it. So I thought it was interesting. I figured I'd ask you just because, we haven't talked about it at all.
I mean, I've always thought it'd be cool if they kind of, I guess, went a little more supernatural. I don't know if that's the word, but yeah, like time travel, alternate dimension.
Well, yeah, because the Force can do a lot of things, and they haven't really slid into it.
Yeah, they kind of just brush over the top parts of it, but then all this other stuff has so much more in-depth knowledge on it.
So I thought it was interesting.
At the big screen.
Yeah, I mean, hopefully. I don't know. I think if they got to... I don't necessarily say that they're not the worst movies ever made, but they're just in the caliber that to compare to as far as other Star Wars movies, they're not. They just don't have the quality, really.
Yeah, it's just
especially the last movie. The last one, there's like no plot, or this plot, but there's like no context or no content in the plot. Like every line that every character has is a throwaway line to drive them to the next like run and chase scene. I mean, it's almost like a Destiny 1. Video game movie, like it's a go here, go chase there, protect that, go retrieve. So so I thought it was interesting.
I always hated, but it's just like Rey is just like so OP. It's like she's our Jedi, she's our pilot, she can do like everything, just everything. She can do it all, and just all of a sudden you can just do it all. I don't know.
It's true. That's you're not wrong. So
I like the they get some training. I don't know. She just was OP, I feel like, and I never was really behind it.
Yeah, so.
Ahsoka, she's the only female Jedi I'm back.
I heard, and this is, again, off topic, but they're casting, I forget her name, Rosario Dawson for Ahsoka in The Mandalorian, I believe.
Yeah.
I think they're bringing her in, so that's kind of cool. The Mandalorian was fantastic. If they can get and like
live action,
some
appearance,
and whether or not Lucas comes back for these reboot movies or whatever the hell they're potentially planning, or if Jon Favreau comes in, because obviously he proved that he can make a Star Wars story.
Say, give Jon Favreau and Dave Filoni just the keys, and
I know
fly the ship to the promised land.
Yeah. Yeah, it's interesting because we are Star Wars lovers, so it would be, it's an interesting topic to talk about.
It's just had tough competition. I'm just thinking, we had Infinity War and Endgame in the past couple of years, and I'm just comparing.
There's been a lot of really good movies out. Yeah,
I'm just like, those were just.
Mm-hmm. And they're both under Disney, so it obviously shows how much the director and like the creative mind behind it can really drive the quality of the movie. So. All right. Enough about Star Wars. You're here for some game talk. And we'll get to it. First things first, though. I know. First things first. The dock is still banned. And realistically, no one knows why still. According to him, he doesn't even know why, which I think is a crock of bullshit. But that's what he's saying. That's what his PR people are telling him to say, at least, or allowing him to say. He was just on, he had an interview, the 17th, 10 days ago, maybe?
It sounds right, yeah.
With PC Gamer and the Washington Post, and probably more, but those are the two big ones that kind of got picked up and then circulated through Twitter. Yeah. And basically, the interview was cool. I mean, it's nice to see him talking. in what limited fashion he can talk, or what limited fashion his publicists are allowing him to talk. And he's saying, still saying he has no idea why Twitch banned him, which again, I think is crock of shit. So take that with a grain of salt, I guess. But yeah, I mean, it's just another like stone in the saga. Like, this is the most interesting thing that's happened to Twitch in a long time.
It's still going on.
I
know some people forget about it. Yeah, like I every now and then kind of forget about it, but I'll keep going back. Like, oh yeah, what the fuck's going on with Doc? We didn't really gain anything new out of it. I guess the one new thing, which I should have expected or could have extrapolated myself, is just like he confirmed that, like, yeah, I'm not coming back to Twitch at all. Like, in the back of my mind, I kind of thought maybe they'd work it out, maybe they'd come to some form of mutual agreement from whatever did happen, and maybe he could return. But he said in the interview, nope, completely done, not going back there. So that was kind of new, knowing he's 110% not coming back to Twitch at all.
Yeah, it was a good confirmation that he's not coming back at all, which I did also kind of assume was going to be the case. But at the same time, you know, there's nothing additional on top of it. And, you know, a lot of people, you know, Slasher included, were leaning towards the fact that there's going to be legal repercussions for whatever he did. And the fact that he's, you know, still no public records of arrests for him, still nothing, right? Like, yeah, I mean, I feel like it should have or would have happened already, but we haven't seen anything. And, you know, nothing's been announced. Like, there's been no news, like news stories about it. So I find that theory to sort of be degrading more and more as this prolongs. As this goes longer, I sort of feel like the sexual assault like theory is starting to lose some strength, just because nothing's happened as of now.
I'm kind of thinking it's just like that one theory I mentioned that I think Keem came up with, that Twitch fabricated wherever they wanted to for him violating their terms of service because they wanted to cane him for some reason. Because if it was something legal, it would have had to come out by now. It's been a month. There's no way they're covering that up or anything like that. Free Doc.
Sean's watching. Free him.
I was gonna say that was kind of interesting. He says that a lot of people think that he got news of the ban at the end of his last stream just by the way he reacted and being kind of weird. And he says, nah, he learned about his ban from watching a friend's stream because he just saw like things just started going away. Like things a partner streamer had access to on dashboard and stuff like that just started vanishing. And that's how he found out. And that his whole end of stream being weird was just
him trying to process.
He's like, oh yeah, I usually kind of, you know, show that, you know, go off character and just show them the guy side of things, not just the Doc. And I don't buy that either. He's acting all very strange from the Doc persona. Like he had to, someone had to tell him something. Cause he was just all of a sudden a space cadet. And like, So I ordered this book. Yeah. That book. And I, fuck, and then add. I'm like, okay.
Yeah. Well, the funny thing is, I don't want to spend too much more time on it. I got two more things, really. So there's an interesting thing. One of his longtime mods, a former mod, and actual, like, quote unquote, friend of him, is a streamer as well, and was streaming and recently, you know, in the last 2 weeks, and he was got drunk like on stream and actually kind of spilled the beans that Doc has cheated on his wife 4 times, with 4 different, female Twitch streamers. So that's kind of interesting. And I don't know, take that with what you will, I guess,
maybe the ban was just his wife saying, yeah, you're fucking done.
I mean, maybe, I don't know, but you know, at that point, why would she come on like Twitter and then,
she's,
you know, everything kind of like, we'll defending him.
Champions Club.
Blah, yeah. Blah, blah. So the other thing I want to mention, which I thought was kind of funny, and the song's actually really good, is he released a music video. Bangs, dude. I know it is really good. What the tagline is, or the main lyric in the chorus is, you know, it's out of my hands, but I'm still in control. So it's, you know, take that with what you will, I guess. It's,
I mean, that's obviously such a dark line.
I like, know it is.
We're at and the peak of the mountain. We're only halfway up. Think about
we're
it.
We're at the tippity top, but we're only halfway up.
It's such a dark line.
So it is. And obviously you can kind of assume that there's some hidden meaning behind it. You know, but whatever.
Obviously it was out of his control. He just got banned out of nowhere. He doesn't know why. So that's,
yeah,
what I mean, I assume he's going on about, but
hey, and great, then nothing, you know, tune. I know it is a really good song. So if you haven't heard it, go look it up. But as far as that's concerned, you know, streaming, he hasn't, you know, nothing, obviously has no motion with any other streaming platforms. As of now, no new streaming platform has come out, claiming that they've taken him or anything like that. So, you know, that's basically everything's on hold.
Like the week after this all happened was just so interesting to see. And now it's been a month or so. And
it's died. Like it's, I mean, it's the normal news cycle for, this is the news cycle for anything, even in the kind of mainstream news, you know, everything dies out in like a 24 hours, like a 2 a week. So like
just come out with most crazy stuff. And
it's died out. Like the interest in it's died out from a, like a mainstream point of view or from a masses point of view. But like, obviously like we, you know, we're avid Doc fans and watchers. So we're still very interested. I want to know. It's like burning me up inside to like know what the fuck the issue is.
I had plenty of friends who would, we have like a group text and they have like zero ties to the streaming world. They're like, "What the hell is this Doc guy?" when it first happened. So that's like, that tells you how widespread it was. And now
my girlfriend, you know, Kat barely remembers anything, you know, outside of like the basic stuff. So when she'll, every now and then she'll be like, "Oh, is Doc still banned?" I'm like, if she's still remembering it occasionally, then you know, it's like, it's a very serious intrigue. So, I thought that was, it's interesting. Platinum already Ghost. Has platinum on Ghost of Tsushima, huh?
That's just playing it too fast, man.
You gotta let it sink in. You gotta let it marinate. I feel like,
nice wine. You just sip it.
How is it? You have it, right?
Yeah,
I saw. Yeah,
it's a fucking blasty blast. Yeah. Definitely. It's just PS4 just slapping their balls all over Xbox once
more. I know, it's ridiculous. We'll get to that. We'll get to that. Second thing, quick hit. Doesn't have to spend a whole lot of time on it. Ninja tested YouTube. Did one stream a couple weeks ago. 2 weeks ago. I should have. I looked it up earlier just to make sure that was his only stream. I'm pretty sure it was 2 weeks ago. Yeah, one stream on YouTube. Everyone was like, "Oh my God, he's signing with YouTube, yada, yada, yada." But it's like, he hasn't signed any exclusivity deal yet. He was testing the waters, apparently, you know, and he's like, "Oh, I don't know what other platforms he's going to test, you know, because he's been on Twitch. He knows what the deal is with Twitch." And then I guess Facebook would be the only other one to try, but he already declined their offer of like double what Mixer was paying them anyway. So why would he? At this point, the decision seems like he's going to YouTube. He just hasn't done it yet. And then the same could be said for Shroud. Shroud hasn't made a decision yet either. I haven't heard anything from him. He hasn't done any test streams.
Yeah, what the hell is he up to, man?
I know. Just, like, he's just, you know, sitting there.
I'm trying to look real quick because I'm just so surprised. Like, so he legit did one stream and that's it so far? He started his new YouTube venue with, I mean, all these websites are saying that he started his new YouTube venue with a Fortnite stream alongside blah, 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 blah.
Well, that's the thing. They all jumped on it, assuming that it was, he was like, he was signed and ready to go. And that's where he was going to be. But he hasn't streamed since on YouTube. And according to him and other sources there, you know, that have been out throughout the Twitterverse, there is no exclusivity deal as of now. So he's just kind of dicking around.
I'm wondering, I was thinking, so now that I know that maybe just like, he's going to try multiple platforms and see like what hits the best. Maybe he's agreed, maybe like reach some form of conclusion with other
maybe
platforms. Like, "Hey, I will try you guys out for a day and then I'll decide where I want to go."
I mean, the fact of the matter is,
do that. He would have tried somewhere else by now, but
in that type of that level of streamer, that big pedestal of a streamer. Obviously, it takes a bit to set up all your pages, your panels, your chatbots, all the commands. Like it takes a bit to set all that stuff up for each different platform. So I can understand that to an extent. But the other thought is like, if he was going to test the waters, I mean, I get him wanting to test the waters, but if he decided he'd rather test the waters than take the guaranteed thing from Facebook, he could be losing out on an ass ton of money, you know, I guess, like, but he already got paid out from Mixer anyways. So yes. I don't think he's worried about it really to that extent, but he could have been making more, I guess is my thought with that.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just kind of reading some things here. Maybe he will try like a Twitch stream. Also, I was just reading some things about how he did a live stream. Maybe I'll stream on Twitch too, but
yeah. So
maybe it could just be they're taking a long time to drop a contract or something like that.
It could be
ready.
Because obviously, honestly, if I were these stream platforms, I'd be pretty blunt with him in the fact that his value has dropped. Like,
yes,
the amount of people the amount of eyes he was drawing on Mixer was much less than what he was drawing on Twitch. Granted, that's partially a platform problem and not so much a him problem. But the fact of the matter still remains, his value has decreased, I would say. And he himself is probably still valuing himself at his peak, like 2017, 2018 level. And it's just not, I don't think he's going to get that. I think he's got to realize that and take a compromise. I think that might be a little bit where they're kind of stuck in the middle. So
it could just be a whole bunch of back and forth. It could be a lot lower. And he's just like, no, I want top tier. I am top tier.
Yeah. Some other interesting Twitch related news. So I didn't see much of this. And I actually talked to Sean about this on the weekend, or can't remember when it was, but so the US Army has a Twitch channel, or they had a Twitch channel. And essentially, there's a few things that they've kind of done that are faux pas, sort of. First thing is they were doing a giveaway. They were doing like advertising Xbox Series 2 Elite controller. Mm-hmm. You know, click this link, fill it out, you'll get entered into the giveaway. Turns out you click the link and it goes to a recruiting site it has a document for like recruiting. So they weren't ever giving away a controller. So there's that, not that that's in and of itself an issue. Yeah, exactly. Hashtag lawman. This is where I got it from. So, you know, in and of itself, I guess it's false advertising. So they were doing that. So that was the first thing. I guess the more egregious thing was that they were banning people in their chat because people would come in and like, you know, post all these things about the war crimes the US government and the US Army has perpetrated, and mods in the channel were banning them. But because the US, you know, because the channel is essentially, you know, part of the US Army, which is a branch of the government, is considered like an agent of the US government. Yep. Banning people is essentially censoring free speech, which is against the Constitution. So that was a big no-no. And so they got into, they got into trouble as of now, like nothing's happened, but there was a lot of outcry being like, they can't do that. That's censorship. That's censoring free speech. They can't do that. You know, that's the US Army essentially for all intents and purposes.
Yeah.
So I thought that was pretty hilarious. Yeah, I didn't realize that was happening until I talked to Sean about it.
Yeah. I heard little rumblings about it from, I can't remember where, but I do remember hearing about how they're advertising a controller and is leading to recruitment. I didn't actually,
which is sort of like, it's predatory behavior. You know, you know, you have younger impressionable kids watching, like, I want a controller. And they're like, oh, maybe if I fill this out, this is how I get the controller. You know, this, like, so they're obviously being very misleading about it. And it's very predatory. Like I said, predatory.
I can also only assume that you didn't really hear too much about it, cause that's just like that to me is like a big fucking hot plate. Like, not a lot of people probably want to touch it. Cause it's just, I mean, that's terrible. The fact that they were doing that is, big no-no, but I know I wouldn't too deep into it. But hey, just don't do that.
Yeah. So, obviously, you know,
Donald Trump's, does he have a Twitch page? He got
banned. Yeah. He had a Twitch page, and this is a month ago or so. And they banned him. I don't know why. I don't think he streamed at all.
So either.
And, you know, it might have been for something outside of Twitch. Like, obviously, he wasn't a partner yet. I mean, they might have made him one, but obviously, I think it's, you know, I just think they preemptively decided to ban him before. Because, I mean, he at all his rallies, I don't want to get too political, but at all his rallies, he's playing, you know, music from bands that he hasn't really gotten consent from to use their music. Yeah. And so there's always these bands being like, hey, like, we didn't tell you could use that music, like, stop doing that. So I, you know, maybe Twitch was just kind of like preemptively like, oh, he's probably going to do something to break TOS if he ever streams. So we'll ban him. But I don't think it was permanent either, though. I think it was just a temp ban. But I mean, he hasn't been streaming. I don't know what the thought was, maybe streaming events, debates, who knows? Yeah, that's probably what he was trying to do with it. Yeah. So,
because when I saw that I got banned, I thought,
oh, it was streaming old rallies. Okay. So, yeah.
Okay. I can see where probably, yeah, somewhere along those lines, probably DMCA at the very least was an issue.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. I mean, that's true. You know, Twitch is supporting the whole diversity thing. So obviously they're, you know, these larger companies, Twitch, Twitter, Facebook, that, you know, they're centered in California. They're generally left-leaning companies. So, you know, they're not really going to get behind someone like Donald Trump. So it is what it is. I got into podcasts because of Joe Rogan. I started listening to him, and that's kind of what led me down the rabbit hole. And then, you know, we decided to do this whole thing. So he was recently had a clip of him saying that playing video games is essentially a waste of time. And his train of thought was, you know, say you play video games 8-10 hours a day, you know, in 3 years, what are you going to have to show for it? Like, nothing. It's essentially a waste of time. Whereas if you were to put it into something like MMA, jiu-jitsu, striking, whatever, wrestling, boxing, whatever it might be, you may get to a point where you're good enough to compete, you know, and maybe open your own gym and yada, yada, yada. And there's a lot of gamers, a lot of people in the gaming side of things, gaming Twitter, that kind of freaked out on him and the statement and kind of jumped down his throat, which is a couple of things I have personally. You know, his statement isn't wholly inaccurate, in my opinion. You know, if your goal is to be a content creator, a YouTuber or a streamer, and you're putting in the time to do that and you're starting to make money off it, you can make, you know, part-time living and then maybe even a full-time living off your YouTube channel or off your Twitch channel, then that's great. That's not a waste of time, in my opinion. If your thought is to go pro or your hope is to go pro, and you spend the time practicing, and over time, it would be the same idea as his martial arts example. Mm-hmm. You know, over time, you might get to a point where you start winning real money at events. You know, that's how 90% of the big Twitch streamers that are currently out there now started. We're competitive. Yeah. His statement is wholly disregarding that side of things. But the other thing I could say about it too is it goes both ways. The coin flips on both sides, essentially. If you've spent 3 years and your goal is to be a YouTuber, a YouTuber, a Twitch streamer, or a pro competitive player in whatever game you're choosing, and you've spent 3 years playing 8-10 hours a day, but you haven't made any headway, then yes, that also is a waste of time, in my opinion. I mean, I don't think anyone will argue with that fact that if that was your goal, but you have not achieved anything close to that, then it's a waste of time. And if you're just sitting there playing 8-10 hours a day with none of those goals, I would say it's probably a waste of time. Unless you're a trust fund baby, you know, then you can't really afford to do that. That is a massive waste of time.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly kind of where I was going to go with my point is, Joe Rogan is intelligent and knows about the streaming world. So I think if his point was to be about becoming a creator, something like that, he would have led with that. But he strictly just said, if you play video games for 8-12 hours a day, in 3 years, you probably get nowhere. So I think that's what you meant it to be. It's you're not trying to do this for a living. You're not trying to do anything. You just sit there to play games for 8 to 12 hours a day with no goal in mind. And if to me, I feel that's how he meant it. And I would agree with him that is a waste. That's a lot of time just kind of spent not doing anything. If you're not trying to make this into a career. So I think that's kind of what he meant. And I think a lot of people assumed he was trying to say it toward the content creators and stuff like that, but he's smart enough to, he knows about the streaming realm and stuff like that. So
he himself admits to being a video game addict. He loves Doom.
If he was talking about strictly streaming, he would have led with that, but he just started saying, hey, if you just play video games,
which I wholeheartedly agree with. If all you're doing is playing video games 8 to 10 hours a day and you have no goal, no direction,
for anything, that you're
wasting your time.
And in 3 years, you'll have nothing to show for it.
Yeah, except for an increasingly larger waistline and
a great achievement
shelf, great achievement shelf, and probably like hunched shoulders and carpal tunnel. So the other kind of thought I have on this too is, everyone's putting out all these like response videos to like his comments, mm-hmm. and like Ninja, of course, being the ninja that he is, assumes that, you know, anytime anyone's talking about gaming, it pertains to him because he is gaming. And so he puts out a statement, and I expect it from someone like him, but like Lupo put one out, like everyone kind of said something about it
also.
And Vist did too. And it's like, can't people just have their own opinions and let that be that? Like, you have your opinion. That's not a waste of time from your point of view. He has his opinion about it being a waste of time. Like, just say your piece. You know, he said his piece. It is what it is. Why is everyone going to do like a response video? This is my response video to Joe Rogan. I can't believe you would say something like that. Just fucking let it be. And I realize we're being hypocrites because we're talking about it right now. And we're kind of giving a response video about our opinions on what he said. I get that.
Just a lot of streamers are just, they probably hear it from a lot of people throughout the years of doing this, that it's not an actual job, this or that. So maybe this was just like one that broke people's back. Like, oh, I've heard this so many times and now it's okay, and I'm going to do responsibility finally.
And they're probably getting, you know, tons of people asking, have you seen Joe Rogan's clip? Like, what do you think about it?
Oh, for sure. Yeah. So
there's probably a lot of that too.
Well, I'm honestly like surprised that so many people took it the way they did, thinking that he's like telling these people who it's their job that they're wasting their time. Like I said before, I don't think that's what he's meant. So the fact that every single one took it that way, I'm like, never said that specifically. So why are you assuming that?
They're assuming the opposite. They're assuming that he is, you know, saying that what they do is a waste of time, which which is stupid. We're in agreement with that. And I would hope and I would think that they'd be smarter than that, but obviously they haven't been. So
Lupo is always pretty down to their dude. So to have a,
and that motherfucker makes so much money for charity that, like, even if Joe Rogan came out and said anyone who streams video games for a living is wasting their time, he would probably have to put in an asterisk and say, except for Dr. Lupo, because he's given a lot of money to cancer research. Even if someone thinks that streamers are completely useless, like, you have to put an asterisk next to Lupo's name because of the amount of money he's raised for St. Jude's. Like, it's unreal. So, so he should just be sitting back being like, letting the water roll off his back like a frog, basically.
I'm very surprised he got into it because everyone knows the good he does.
Yeah.
He just can be like, I'm good.
Yeah.
Not talking about me.
Exactly. He's not talking about me. I can tell you that much. So that was interesting. You know, I just kept getting more annoyed by the response videos that I saw. And my thoughts just like, can't we just let people say things, you know, if it's hurtful and hateful and, you know, directed at you in a mean, damaging, hurtful way, sure, have a response. But he's just saying playing games, you know, people who play games for 8 to 12 hours a day, it's probably a waste of time. And,
I'm sure I didn't watch the entire, like, episode. So there could be a wide point that we're missing because mm-hmm. we only saw that clip and not the whole context of the thing.
Exactly. So,
which and this is like his reaction video wasn't bad or anything. I think he was defending Joe and he even said,
probably this is pretty level headed.
That, yeah, he even said that. I think people kind of, it was taken out of context from the rest of the episode leading up to the rest of the,
So there's that. Moving on to some actual game information. COD Season 5 is right around the corner. August 5th is the date that everyone is pretty much set on. And I believe that they've announced that that's the case too. Yeah,
'cause I know it's like 7 days left on the battle pass.
Yeah. So you can basically tell that way. So they're sort of teasing at big map changes, or a big map change. There's been some like teaser footage sent to various streamers like TP, Nick Merckx. I think Jack Frag's got one too. Basically, it's a Black Rook, which is from one of like the Blackwater private military like companies that you run into in Modern Warfare 2, I think it is. And so it's sort of like teasing that they're coming into the fray, or operators from them are going to come into the fray. But essentially everyone gets like a 5-second clip. Like all the streamers that have gotten these kind of leaks have gotten kind of small clips, and you can, and they have timestamps on them.
Are they all different?
Yeah, they're all different.
Okay. It's 'cause I only saw TPs of,
there's three of them. I've seen Jack Frags, Nick Merckx, and TPs, and they kind of go in order. So the first one is Nick Merckx's, I believe, where it's a train that's docked at train yard, and you basically see a helicopter flying over the train. The next one is, I can't remember whose it was. Basically, I should have put them together to talk about them. But the final one. So TP's is the next one, actually. So TP's is the one that looks like it's inside the stadium. Yeah. Sounds like a loud explosion happens. You kind of see like a rush of, dust
taking over everything.
And then the final one, I believe, is Jack Frags, is at least in his video that I watched. And it's a really cracked camera lens, sort of looks like it's in a tunnel somewhere. And there's like shit's on fire and stuff like that. And helicopters landing and people are kind of getting out. Okay. So the thought is, you know, everyone thinks it's a nuke. Everyone wants it to be a nuke. I want it to be a nuke. I want them to just absolutely blow up downtown.
They got to do some, they haven't changed a single thing on
that. I know.
Except for, I mean, they had go past to help you get up rocks. You couldn't climb rocks.
Yeah.
That were up to your ankle. And they put maybe like that one little train tunnel.
Yeah. The tunnel.
That hill near airport or whatnot. And that's it.
Yeah. Which, you know, the train in the snippet video that Nick Merckx has isn't there normally. So that might be also hinting at sort of a loot train. People have kind of speculated that too, like some sort of train that travels around. Either way, if you look at the timestamps, when the helicopter's landing in the final video, it's not long enough after the suspected explosion happens for it to be a nuke, because you'd be like, they took off at X time, they landed at X time. They'd still be in the air if a nuke went off, it would blow them up.
So just a massive bomb?
So they think, I think stadium's going to get opened up. I think there's going to be stuff in stadium, but I don't know. The thing is, we don't really know the extent of the bomb potentially, or whatever the bomb is going to be. So that is the thing that's kind of up in the air. So it's season 5 is coming. I mean, that's most. Yeah, that's most of what we know right now. I mean, I'm sure if I did more digging, we could find more info. But honestly, that's all I really care about right now is map changes and fucking hackers. They claim that they're doing another big wave of hacker bans, you know, and it's like, cool, you're going to ban people. Why the fuck can't you do this consistently? Like, why can't you ban hackers? Exactly. Why can't you do it consistently throughout the life of the season? Because it has gotten exponentially worse in the last 2 weeks, 3 weeks. Like, everyone I feel like is wall hacking for sure. And then there's a ton of aimbotters. Like I feel like every team we fight, you watch Kill Cam, they're tracking you. If they know exactly where you are before you even come on screen. And it looks like they're tracking you like around corners and stuff. Yep. So yeah, it's just, they need to do something about that.
I was watching Tim and Nick stream earlier today, and they backed out of 3 or 4 straight games because someone they blocked, who they suspected was a cheater, was in that.
Yeah.
So it's like, that's insane.
I know, it's absolutely ridiculous. And they made a point to call out hackers that are hacking for skins, like editing memory files so that they can get skins.
Uh-huh.
Cool. I don't care. Leave those kids in the game. They want to hack memory files, get skins, go for it. I do not care about skin hackers. I care about people who are aimbotting and wall hacking and tracking me, you know, before they even see me on the screen, shooting me in the head 4 times from a mile away. Like, that's what I care about. I don't give a shit about the people that hack their skins.
It's bad slash it's sad. Did you see also like Infinity Ward or whoever, they like posted some please don't hack picture?
No.
It's like, I can't remember. I saw somewhere on Twitter, but yeah, they legit posted something. It's like, it has like these 3 rules. Oh, don't do this. Don't do this. It's basically, like I said, a please don't hack post
from PSA. Like, yeah, the company itself.
It's like, you can't be out here telling, like, posting stuff like, hey guys, please don't do this because we can't handle it all.
Well, yeah,
it's exactly. It's just sad to see that they're out here asking them not to do it because it's so rampant.
And it's so bad.
Take care of it all.
It's absolutely killing me. And then that coupled with the fact that, like, I don't know if there's a ton of people dropping out of the game, like not playing it. So this, Sean and I talked about this Saturday. And I don't know if there's so many people dropping out and not playing the game because there are so many hackers that the skill-based matchmaking is getting tighter and it's, or it's having to broaden out a little bit rather to match you, to make games happen. So they're matching you with higher, you know, the tiers are kind of getting wider, more broad. Because I feel like every game I play, you're just getting shit on by gods. And again, some of that could be due to hackers. And I just feel like, you know, I don't know.
It's just like some days it feels okay. And some days it doesn't. It's just, there's no consistency. It's so weird. And
skill-based matchmaking and hacking are going to kill this game. Like 100% hacking first and foremost. But I want to play for fun. Like, I just want to jump in. Yeah. Winning is cool. I'd like to win some games, but like, I want to enjoy my time in the game as well. And I think skill-based matchmaking is just sucking that enjoyment out of the game. I want
to enjoy fights, not just get nuked.
Yeah.
I show my head for,
oh my God,
2 seconds.
I know, it's ridiculous.
Here's a question I just came up with. I was thinking about early too. What's more frustrating, hackers or the lack of sound in this game?
Sound, I think. Because sound is going to affect you in every single gunfight.
Exactly.
Every single engagement.
Hackers might not be in every single game. Yeah. But the no sound in this game is in every single game.
The fact that you're sitting there like you're mounted up because you see someone, you're like, I know someone's over there. And you're mounted. You're like, yeah, I'm going to get this motherfucker. And next thing you know, you get pistol whipped in the back. You're like, and you watch the kill cam and he's like, not even being silent. He's just running up the stairs, smashing through doors. And he comes right behind you. He's like, and it's like,
same exact thought.
I didn't hear any of those footsteps, any of those doors. That affects every single engagement.
Oh yeah, every single time, every single fight you get into, you run the same issues. That's my same exact thought. Hackers, yes, while it sucks and there's nothing you can do about it, the fact of no sound is just worse because it's all the time to me.
And that's
all the goddamn time.
And presumably, that's a game function that they can change. They can fix. Yeah.
Sure. Like people can say you can fix hackers by like getting some form of anti-cheat software and so on and whatnot.
Valorant was touted to be the savior against hackers, and they still have cheaters and they're still dealing with it. Like you're never going to stop them completely. I understand that, but you need to make their numbers a very small portion of the population. They just have not done that. So, all right, let's get off that because I might play some later and I don't want to go in already tilted because that game tilts me so much. We're going to talk about the Xbox Games event. So Xbox Games Showcase, if you didn't watch it, it happened on the 23rd, Thursday. Yeah. So our episode released on Wednesday, our most recent one, and then this happened on Thursday. It was... interesting, I guess, to say the least. There were a couple games I was excited to see, which I'm sure you guys will all know what those games are. You know, first and foremost, watching the event, it's very clear this was more of an Xbox Games Pass showcase than really like a, hey, these are some cool games coming to the console showcase. Cause they prefaced everything with, this will be available on Xbox Games Pass. This will be available on Xbox Games Pass. Right. And I'm not going to lie, that's great. The Xbox Games Pass is the single best value in gaming out there. Like, what you pay a month for what you can get in games is there is nothing to beat it. And PlayStation has nothing to compete with it. The fact of the matter is, though, PlayStation's got better games currently.
Exactly what I was thinking. So, yes, they have this great value, but there's nothing that good on it. It's like, oh, cool, I could save so much money and I can play what exactly here? Nothing.
Exactly. So there's that. And like the other line that kind of struck me is at like some point during the broadcast, one of the Xbox people came on and they were like, you know, we're trying to give you the broadest variety of games out there. And that's a great line. And that's a great goal to have, but you got to realize what sells consoles are the bread and butter games, you know, big RPGs, big first person shooter games, you know, big story game, like all these like stupid, and some of you might not think they're stupid, but all these stupid, like fucking drama games that they're making, all these like detective game, like they're not for me. I hate them. No. I don't hate them, but they're not for me. They're not going to move the needle for me as far as pushing me to buy one console over another. And the fact that they showed so many games like that in this showcase, it just bothers me because it's like, this was your chance. PS5 came out. I wasn't too wowed by PS5. This was your chance to come out with like that's all you needed. Like five baller heavy hitter games. And you came out with two, two heavy hitter games, Fable and Halo. Like
I got three. Avowed look interesting.
So yeah, so I have games that look interesting, but the fact of the matter is the name weight. Fable still carries weight. Halo carries weight, obviously. They had Spider-Man
Horizon Zero Dawn. Point they make right now that I want to make that PlayStation going into their event already has names and hype created. So these games that people loved were sequels to amazing games already. Xbox has got to come into this thing creating hype because there's nothing from the Xbox One that people are waiting for. So that's a very tough thing to do. PS5 has sequels that people are looking, dying for. Xbox has nothing really. So they are on that already because they got to create this new hype where Sony is riding hype wave,
hype train,
multiple games that are having sequels that people want.
Yeah. And like you can look at it from like a game standpoint, Spider-Man and Horizon Zero Dawn for me were the two heavy hitters in the PlayStation 5 event. And you could say, okay, well, Xbox brought two heavy hitters as well, Halo Infinite and Fable. But what I will argue is Spider-Man, Miles Morales, or Spider-Man, that Spider-Man in general, outpunches Fable as far as like how much weight it carries, the name carries. Like Fable's a great game 10 years ago, but it's been a while, you know. Spider-Man PS4 was a bombshell of a game. It was awesome. It sold like hotcakes. So that carries a lot more weight. And then you could say Horizon Zero Dawn, maybe on paper, gets slightly beaten out by Halo. But after watching the gameplay footage, I would say Horizon Zero Dawn beats Halo as well in hype. So like even just with those two games matched up on their own, PS5 is already beaten them hype wise. Like I love Halo and I want Halo really bad, but I was not very impressed with what they showed during that gameplay demo.
I was just about to say that like Halo, I enjoy too. I'm waiting. I want to come out and be good again, but I agree that what they showed looked okay. But to me, it's still a wait and see game. I'm going to wait for it to get released and see what they got to say, where I know for a fact I'm buying Horizon Zero Dawn 2 no matter what, because the first one was so goddamn good. Halo, it definitely going to be a wait and see.
It goes up and down.
Yeah, it's been too long for since we had a good Halo game. Like Halo 5, I was like,
it was good. I liked it, but it wasn't Halo 2. It wasn't Halo 1, you know? And so, so all of that combines, you know, Xbox needed to bring like four big, big games just to kind of overpower the hype that's already surrounding the PS5 games. And
especially
they just didn't do it, in my opinion.
Phil goddamn Spencer, after watching the PS4 or PS5 games, things like, oh, I feel pretty confident what we got. They brought, like, to say that, I expect, like you said, four or five just banger games, and they didn't bring that. So how can you sit there saying you feel confident what you got when you brought what they brought, which was two games that people knew, or we said two games that were hyped for, and then the rest was just bleh.
Yeah.
So to say I'm feeling comfortable, I think that's a very big.
So overstatement. In my opinion. Yeah. So essentially, like, so you have the games. All right. So we're not going to talk individually necessarily about every game. We may stop. You have Halo. So Halo Infinite. Great. Sounded like Cortana was talking during the teaser. So that's cool. Kind of want to see that. I'm not a huge fan of the 117 printed on the armor. It looks kind of tacky, in my opinion. Yeah, you know, it's me. It's my personal opinion. I'm not a huge fan.
How the hell does he keep getting like different armors when I feel like most of the games end with him adrift somewhere and then picks up with him getting unadrift? How the hell is it different armor? He got picked up by this guy, you know, in the beginning. So how does he have new armor?
I don't know.
That's my question.
So there's that. The graphics look like shit, honestly. Like, I would say like the battle rifle model looks better in Halo 2 than it does. Like in hand, they showed screenshots side to side, or not the battle rifle, the assault rifle. Mm-hmm. In hand looks better in Halo 2 than it does in Halo Infinite. Now, I have read and I have seen things saying that this is a first pass. The graphics are going to continue to get better, which it should, because this is the leg that you're standing on for your release. If this thing does not max out the horsepower of the Series X to just deliver an awe-inspiring blowout of a game, Xbox has failed miserably.
I would say the graphics didn't look like shit. It's the fact that it doesn't look
like a next gen, I guess.
Yeah, it doesn't look better than what we have now. Like you said, they're touting this as the flagship game of this horsepower of a beast console that they're coming out with, and it needs to come out and just blow us away. And to me, before we started this recording, I rewatched the trailer and I watched Halo 5 gameplay from the Xbox One, and it looks basically the same to me. So the graphics, again, like you said, I'm not going to sit here and just blast pull you. I will say that they're probably going to tweak it, make it look better. Obviously, this is just a demo for the showcase, and they can easily make it look better on release day. So I'm holding my breath, hoping they'll make it look better on release day. But from what they showed, it just looks like an Xbox One game.
Exactly.
They look nice, but it's next gen, baby. I gotta see something.
I know. Supposed to be massive open world, which is cool. Be the first time that they've done a game like that. I like the utility elements that they're introducing, like the grapple hook. Music is old school Halo music, gives me chills every time I hear it. So like, that's a good thing. Like, I like that aspect of it as well. One thing that I saw that hasn't been confirmed that could be very disheartening as well is there's a report out there that multiplayer will not ship with the game when it comes out on release, and it's only going to be single player, which would be another giant kick in the balls.
This happened before on a previous Halo. I can't remember. Flashbacks to our younger, like Halo 3 or 4. I feel like I heard the same exact rumor.
Maybe.
And it was false, but
I feel like the Master Chief, when the Master Chief Collection came out originally, not in this like re-release of the Master Chief Collection. I feel like when the Master Chief Collection came out to begin with, that was the thing. It had all the campaigns, but it only had like Halo 3 multiplayer or something like that. And everyone wanted like 2, basically. Halo 2, I think, in my opinion, is the best Halo multiplayer out there.
I feel like I'd like to read that report myself, I guess. I just feel there's no goddamn way the release.
I can't. I mean, if the graphics don't get any better and it doesn't come with multiplayer, there's going to be a fucking revolt.
they release this just campaign only. It's Halo, man. Yes, the campaign's really good. Don't get me wrong, but there's no way. It's for the multiplayer. That's what people want it for.
Yep. So there's that. State of Decay 3, cool. I didn't play any of the other State of Decay games. The one thing I will say about watching that trailer, and I get this, that it's broadcast over internet, so there's a lot of other things involved with it, but I was even seeing frame drops in that trailer, which, again, and the trailer wasn't like knock your socks off good, like, you know, it wasn't like you were watching a live action movie. So like, if you're seeing, you know, frame drops in that, like, I don't know, like, they're touting all this graphical capabilities and all the frame rates that they're going to be able to pull, but they're even dropping frames in a trailer that I would assume is, or that I would classify as not that knock your socks off good looking. Yeah. And again, let me say, I totally understand. It could be my computer. It could be my internet. It is what it is. But I just noticed that when I was watching the trailer. Yeah, so
I agree. I've never played those games either, so I can't really talk too much about it. I will say, I mean, it looked kind of just the
looked
trailer.
Good. Looked interesting.
Gave me Last of Us vibe. So I might look into it. If it's Microsoft only, maybe it's a Microsoft knockoff of Last of Us or something. I don't know. I just never played it, but.
Yeah, we'll could be good. Forza, great. I know. The one thing I will say about Forza, what it does better than what the State of Decay trailer does, you know, in an isolated, limited, linear, small world, it does show the capabilities of what the Xbox Series X can do, because that trailer looked, or that was all gameplay captured in engine. That looked fucking awesome. I mean, it looked great. And so if, you know, but what does that say for bigger, more open world games? Like, are they going to be able to achieve the same fidelity? But it is sort of positive in the sense that if you know you have a smaller, not necessarily smaller game, but like a game that has very small worlds that are very linear, you know, you have to progress on a certain linear path.
It's all loaded at
once. Yeah, then you know it's going to look fucking awesome, because Forza looked great. But I mean, it's a racing game.
They've always, I feel like, pushed the envelope of the graphical quality of wherever console's been on. So I'm expecting good things from that. But like I said, racing game, not for me really. So next.
Yeah. Everwild. This looks interesting. Not everyone's going to be a fan of the art style and the way that it's presented, but I thought it looked good. You know, it piqued my interest.
More kind of shaman doing.
Like magic. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
interest.
It piqued my interest. It looked interesting.
Yeah, what the gameplay is going to be like, or the story, but it looked good.
Tell me why. The only thing I have to say is, tell me why this was in the Xbox Game Showcase. Like,
is this the one that is like drawn weird, and it's just decision based game? Like, you just kind of
things
you do.
It was like that one where the girl and her parents were on a vacation, and then the other kids were like robbing a bank or robbing something. Yep. And then next thing you know, flash forward, and it's her meeting one of the kids that was part of the robbery. And it's like,
I agree. Tell me why you're showing me this.
It's not going to be anything that pushes anyone over the hump for buying your console. It's coming out before the Series X is even coming out anyways. So like,
it definitely has to be like a Xbox One game.
I don't know. Again, another thing to lend that is more of, this is more a Games Pass showcase than anything. A enhanced Ori. Great. Meh. I don't really care. I'm not a huge platformer.
That's like side scroll too, isn't it?
Yeah. Like side scrolling platformer. Cool. Like, they're gonna enhance it a lot, and that's cool for people who like Ori. I don't like Ori, so it's not something that moves the needle again for me. Outer Worlds, the Gorgon expansion. You know, it's an expansion. It's not a new game. I mean, I heard Outer Worlds was fantastic. I have not played it. So that's good in the fact that it's coming to the Series X and they're going to, you know, soup it up and whatnot. I mean, that's cool. But again, it's not a full game. You know, it's not enough. It's not a heavy hitter or enough of a heavy hitter to really sway, I think, a lot of people. So yeah,
did Sony like do any expansions in their game?
No, thing? I don't believe so.
I'm looking at, you know, the past we talked about Ori and Outer Worlds. These one's a kind of a bump up Ori is, and then one's an expansion. It's like,
exactly. So
you're coming into your Xbox game showcase and you're giving me expansions in a bumped up version of a side scroller. It's like, yes, Phil, I'm confident too. That, you know,
Next game we saw was Grounded, but looks cool. I mean, honestly, it's a Honey, I Shrunk the Kids fucking game, like survival game. Like, let's be honest. So there's nostalgia there.
When they showed them like their house and stuff like that. Like, what's going on here?
I know. So it's nostalgic. It's interesting looking. I like those types of survival games. Like, I loved playing The Forest shit, what other game do we like? Minecraft, like all those types of like survival games. Like, I like playing those. They're a good change. Astroneer, that's a good change of pace from like the monotony of the first person shooters. But again, you know,
I couldn't really tell like what audience is for. Like, it's kind of cartoony, like it's for kids, but I don't know, it just also
leave your friend to die and go on solo. Like, I love, like, honestly, the voice acting was cool. Like, the lines were funny.
Adults, so I'm not really sure like who it's even targeted for, honestly.
Yeah. So, I mean, again, like, it looks good to me. Would it be a reason I'd buy the console? No. And granted, I mean, I might be putting a little too much pressure on the showcase to like give me games that would make me want to buy the console. But at this point,
I was going to have bangers that I want. So they have to change my mind. My mind's already set. I'm getting a PS5.
I was going to say, like, the fact that they got their asses stomped in this generation with games, with first person or first party exclusive games for against the PlayStation 4, like, you have to sell people. Like, you have to get a game that's going to will make people want to buy your console. And they just haven't done it with this showcase yet. So Grounded looked cool. Avowed, that looked pretty interesting. That's a Obsidian RPG. So that looks pretty cool.
Outer Worlds. And Outer Worlds is really fun. So another Obsidian company. Seems good.
As Dusk Falls, again, meh, kind of, it's another interactive drama game. Me personally, doesn't do anything for me. I'm sort of sick of it. I know you played that, the drama story games with that girl.
I was just thinking about this game the other day. I know exactly what you're talking about. I can't remember why, though, but yes. I went into them thinking like, this will be whatever, but I actually really enjoyed them.
So and like I said, they're not, it's my opinion, you know, they're not really for me. Yeah, Life is Strange. So they're not for me. So, I mean, and that's why, so it's another game that's kind of like, not for me. I'm not really interested. Hellblade. So the second, Hellblade's coming out, looks good. I mean, the graphics look really good. I haven't played the first one. Everyone said the story. It's like a really good game.
Is this Xbox only, or is this on other stuff? Okay.
Yeah. PC, Xbox and PC, I believe.
When I saw it, I was like, oh yeah, I kind of forgot about that game. And then I looked up Hellblade 1 and had amazing reviews. Like, okay. So this is one that kind of slipped through the fingers that may be possible.
Yeah. And so like, you could say that was their third heavy hitter. And I guess you would be right to some people. I didn't play one,
so I didn't know exactly. Where I played Spider-Man and I played Horizon Zero Dawn 1. So when they brought Miles Morales and 2, I knew to get stoked, where I guess some people could be looking at the PlayStation showcase and think the same thing we are now. Like, oh, I didn't play those, so it looks okay, but I'm not sure. Hellblade could be the same thing.
I just don't, like, I can see that train of thought, but at the same time, like, it's a Spider-Man game. I've played a million Spider-Man games over the years. It's going to have action, combat, web swinging. Like Hellblade, I just don't know what the gameplay is like because I haven't played it. Like, so is it going to be some action?
It's action. It's also kind of
it's definitely like a mind fuck. Like what I heard is, you know, the first one's like a real deep dive into like mental illness, essentially. Well, that's the thing. I was like, exactly. Me too. So, but that, it looks good. And, you know, the first one got really good reviews, raved about. So, you know, I would say that this is their third heavy hitter. It just doesn't really do enough, in my opinion, for me personally. So that's just kind of where it is. Psychonauts 2. I love Jack Black. That song sounded awesome. Game looks stupid as fuck though. So
we played the first one. I can't remember who had it. If it was Sam or if we had, but I remember we played the first one back in the day.
Yeah, it's been a while, but it just doesn't look like it's progressed at all.
It's the same exact thing. Like it's playing on the PS1. Like,
yeah. So yeah, so there's that. Stalker 2. I don't know much about the Stalker. I never played first one. If there, I'm assuming there's a first one because there's a Stalker 2. So it looks interesting from what I've seen on the trailer. But again, I never played Stalker 1. Yeah, so same. I'm in the dark on that. But it looks interesting. Looks like it could be good. So that's something that's a positive. Warhammer 4000 Dark Tide. Again, looks interesting. I'm going to be a broken record here. I haven't really played any other Warhammer games. Shun me if
for one.
Yeah, as I say,
I enjoyed it.
So shun me, for not being a real gamer, because I know the name Warhammer. It's been around for a long time. I just have never played them.
Let me tell you what. This next game, I'm sure you played.
Fucking Tetris. Like, are you fucking kidding me? You're going to show Tetris at your Xbox Series X game showcase. You're going to show Tetris.
Call it Tetris Effect or something like that.
Got it.
You're right. It's Tetris Effect, Josh. Right?
Cool. I don't care. Like, it's Tetris.
Yeah. Like, I was watching
what
that.
Are you doing?
And I thought I was leaning somewhere. Well, I saw the box art for. I'm like, there's no way this is fucking Tetris, is it?
I know.
It's like some big reveal, like we're going to be like, Tetris. I'm like, get the hell out of here.
Exactly. Tetris. I was like, yeah. Like, yeah, it just made me want to turn it off at that point. I was like, yeah, Tetris. I was like, Tetris? You're going to bring Tetris to this?
You can't try to get me hyped for the next
time. I know.
Tetris, man.
So. Yeah.
Something better than that.
And then the Gunk looked cool. It's sort of it looks like a platformer sort of exploration game. Again, it's a cartoony art style, which I'm not against, but it looks like it could be interesting, but it also looks like it could just be really kind of a boring, straightforward game. So I don't know.
Nothing to blow the pants off.
Yeah. The Medium, again, not the type of game. So there's facets of this game that are interesting.
Two people in
worlds. So you can have like two worlds simultaneously playing, so there's this aspects of this game that looks interesting, and not so much because of that game, but interesting as far as what the technology could do for other games, I guess. Games more along my likes and interests. But so this looks, okay, it's not necessarily a game that piques my interest, so I'm
I assume it's supposed to be like a horror,
like a detective horror game. So
not the biggest fan. I play the ones that I know are good, and I just don't really like the genre as much.
Yeah. New Genesis Phantasy Star Online 2. Okay.
Yeah.
It's a Sega game, so my guess is it's from like the 90s, the original one. I never played it. I've never heard of it. The character design looks really funny. Like the guy's face, his eyes, anime eyes, like through the roof. So anyone listening, anyone watching, if the game is good or if the original one was good and you're hyped for this, let me know. Because for now, I've never played the first one. I don't know much about Phantasy Star Online 2, so I'm not that excited for it, and it doesn't really do much for me.
It was another one. I feel like kind of Tetris is really building it.
Tetris, man. Back,
Sega's this, that, New Genesis Phantasy Star Online 2. Yeah,
I was like,
never heard of it.
Yeah, and I mean, it sort of looks like Final Fantasy.
Yeah, that's kind of thing I was getting,
but Final Fantasy they're always known for such great storylines, and I just don't know much about this game. And so it's like, if it's like a Persona game or something like that, I guess it's not really gonna do much for me. So Crossfire X, that looks interesting. It looks cool. And this whole like Destiny, you can't outrun Destiny shit like that. And so I don't know if there's other Crossfire games. Again, shun me for being a bad gamer, bad podcast host, but I don't know if there are other Crossfire games, so I don't have much to go on.
Says all new experience for Xbox. I kind of forgot about this one. This one was one that moved the needle a little bit. The guns and gameplay look pretty interesting, and that suit that you like get into
Pretty
badass. So this one kind of had me looking a few times.
Yeah.
Double takes.
Especially after the four games that came before that, I was definitely like, okay.
Something good.
Yeah. And then finally, Fable. I topped it off with Fable. This was, I think the vast majority of people, a surprise. So new Fable. It sounds like it's a full reboot, given the comments that Microsoft has made. They're saying, you know, basically it's a new beginning for a legendary franchise. So my guess is it's a full reboot. I played
Is this going to be like a completely new Fable 1, or is it going to be just a remake of Fable 1 on the Xbox? I couldn't tell what it was going to be.
I doubt it's going to be just a remake of the original. It's probably going to be a whole new Fable.
I would hope so.
Well, yeah. My gripe with all the old Fable games is they were just not long enough. Like, they were fun. I know. They were fun, and you could do a lot of stuff, and the skills and the leveling was all interesting, and the stories were good. And the way, like, your good and evil actions would affect your how you looked and stuff like that. Like, the games themselves were fun, and they had really good elements, really interesting elements. They weren't long enough, in my opinion. And, you know, it's been a long time since Fable 1 initially came out on the Xbox. So, obviously, with that technology, they're limited as far as what they could build, as far as the size of worlds that they could have. And I understand that, but I'm hoping that these new Fables, or this new Fable, will be considerably longer than even the last Fable. Because the last Fable still, it was fun. Like I said, they're always fun. And it was enjoyable. But I still think that even the last Fable that they made wasn't quite long enough. So hopefully, with the new power that the Xbox gives you, they're going to be able to make this game longer and the world's just bigger, I guess.
Yeah. I do know, like, 2 and 3 definitely kind of went downhill review wise. 1 was definitely the best one out of the 3.
Yeah.
Frickin', I love that game so much.
It was a brand new style of game.
I would have to say this is probably like the one game that if I was thinking of buying an Xbox, this would be the reason why. I know, like I said before, we're Halo fans. I love Halo, but most people are going to get Halo. We'll get it for the multiplayer. And I feel like a lot of friends would not either, one, get a new console that fast or a console at all, because we have plenty of PC friends, and two, they want to get
Halo.
Because they're going to stick Nick's dying, taking COD to his grave, and Sean loves COD too. So as much as
Sean loves Halo too. Sure, and he would get it. I know he would.
As much as I love Halo, I still think Halo Infinite is a wait and see game, where Fable I fucking loved. And since it's a solo player game and I don't need friends to make enjoyable, this is the one game that would make me think about getting an Xbox Series X, just because Fable could be damn good.
But let me also say this: with the Xbox Games Pass, if you pay $14 a month, I think you can play it on your PC. So why the fuck get an Xbox?
That's what I wanted too. Like, how many of these games could I just get on my computer too?
I'm
wondering.
So it's like, if they're coming out for Xbox and PC, like, the game, it's cool to get hype for the games, but Microsoft's sort of shooting themselves in the foot if they're going to offer them on both, you know, things, because then people are going to be like, well, you know, not everyone, because there are a lot of console only players. So like, they'll upgrade for those games. But then there's a lot of people like us that, you know, maybe, you know, they have both. They have a PC and they have a console. Just get it on PC, you know?
I would.
Yeah. So I'm pretty stoked for Fable. My buddy Adam, him and I love, we used to talk about Fable all the time back in the day, because like, we both enjoyed playing those. So I'm pretty happy for that. It looks good. Hit or miss, you know, I don't know. Like, there's not enough of it yet to say it's going to be great. And then obviously, you know, it comes back to like the idea with Spider-Man and Horizon Zero Dawn. Those have the backing of being fantastic games. Like, everyone knows they're fantastic. This is still a wild card. Is it going to be good? We don't know. The track record, and I think it's a different studio, so that's That's the good, right. The good thing, I guess. But that's the main thing, is the game going to be good? Is the story going to be enjoyable? So, you know, it's still sort of a wild card in that sense. You don't really know.
Then they like tried to, yeah. So Fable Fortune was a game released in 2017. I don't even really remember.
I do somewhat remember that.
So yeah, this isn't even like true Fable.
Yeah.
Oh, I think it's like a card game.
Fable, yeah.
I'm trying to think. I feel like
there was one in the works
not too long ago, or in the works that we heard about. Just don't remember it ever coming out or anything about
That's the thing. It was in the works and it got canned, I believe, if I remember correctly.
Fable Legends? It's 2016. Microsoft announced. Oh, yeah. Microsoft announced the cancellation of this game on 7th of March 2016. Okay.
Yeah. So there's that. So
I knew it. Yeah, I knew there was a Fable that was kind of recently, and I didn't remember. I didn't hear anything
at all
after the fact.
So there it is. I mean, they showed 20 games. Half of them, nine, almost half. I'm
not counting Tetris as a game.
I would say
games. Are they counting Outer Worlds?
Yeah,
expansion.
I'm counting it as a game. So out of this list. I basically, every time a game came on that was worth talking about, I basically wrote it down. It was more or less every game. So they showed 20, and essentially half of them are like
Tetris, games, Outer Worlds, and
Medium, Ori, New Genesis, those are all
like the Gunk, or just a remake.
Yeah, Psychonauts, As Dusk Falls, Tell Me Why. Like those are all games that are just kind of like not. Not really doing anything for me. So more than half of the showcase for me and my interests and my taste in gaming, more than half of the showcase was a throwaway for me, basically.
Yeah, I mean, to me, it's kind of similar to PlayStation. PlayStation started big with Spider-Man, ended big with Horizon. Stuff in between was hit or miss.
Yeah.
This was the same thing. Started big with Halo, ended with Fable. Everything else in between, hit or miss. So
it's true.
It's along the same lines as what we saw from Sony. Again, I just keep going back to the point of Phil Spencer being, I'm feeling very confident. What I saw was fine, good, but I wouldn't say you're, I wouldn't feel confident. I still feel like you have a big,
you have a ways to go. Yeah. I would say so too. So
I think the only thing that I've seen people talk about that might get people to go to the Xbox is that they're thinking the Xbox is going to come in at a cheaper price than the PS5. And that is a big selling point to a lot of people is money. So I guess that they got that going for them.
Yeah, that's true. So we will wait and see. Obviously they said there's going to be more announcements as we get closer. So they're going to be showing more stuff. You know, you'll get keyed in on more games because they said there's over 100 games that are going to be available at launch. So these 20 or 10 or however you want to parse it out is a fraction of what's going to be out there on the launch lineup, and so I'm still holding out hope that there are some other heavy hitter games they have kind of waiting in the shadows. And then also I'm holding out hope that Halo looks better. Like, let's be honest.
Yeah.
So that's the showcase in a nutshell, essentially. With our opinions, obviously, on the showcase. So,
they could have something nasty up their sleeves that they're just waiting for the right time to show. And that's what I'm kind of hoping that for like both. I mean,
I would assume that for both. Yeah.
I'm looking for something that's just like, hey, this is what we're thinking of doing. I was like, yes, give it to me now.
I know. So that's everything we have for this episode. Thank you guys for hanging out, sticking around while we berate Microsoft for doing a horrible job during the showcase, even though I wouldn't say they did a horrible job. Just some of the games didn't look great to me. Yeah. Sean, I didn't see it come through, but thanks for the follow. I would expect
thanks.
I mean, come on.
For follow on my channel.
How many years did we live together?
On my channel too. It worked. Just ask for subs. Sean, by the way, that expires in 30 days and doesn't auto renew. So 30 days, you're going to come back and do it again. Thanks, bud.
So thanks for hanging out with us. Like I mentioned at the beginning of the episode, we do have a guest next weekend. So we're doing next Sunday, noon Eastern time. It will be my birthday. I will be 32 old as hell. His name is Dirk. He is half of a podcast hosting tandem for the Super Arrogant Bros. It's
just him, or they're both of them?
It's just him, but he has co-hosts. So he's just coming on our show. So yeah, go check him out. Super Arrogant Bros on all your major podcast platforms. You can go check them out there. So he's going to be on. It's going to be really cool. Check them out. As far as us, you know, we really appreciate all the support that everyone shows, all the, you know, all the listens, everyone that joins us with the streams, you know, people interact with us on social media. It's really important to us. It really helps us out, and we really enjoy it. So biggest way you guys can support the podcast as a whole, follow all the social medias. So if you haven't yet, get us all on Twitter, Twitch, Instagram, YouTube. You know, follow us on all those, subscribe, whatever you got to do on all those different ones. Essentially, it's just W_key_podcast on pretty much everything. So hit us all up there. But the other thing you can do is rating and reviewing. So we're a big fan of Podchaser. It's essentially considered like the IMDb of podcasts. So you can go on there, find podcasts by genre, whatever it is, listen to all our episodes. Also, you can rate and review us, and that helps us out a lot as far as getting, you know, exposure, getting seen by other people, getting us in other, you know, new people's ears, which is really important. The other thing you can do is word of mouth. So if you're an avid fan and you like what you hear and you have friends or family members you may think will also like what we're doing here, let them know. Tell them about us, share, you know, our links, our socials, our Facebook page, whatever it is, basically cue them in to what we're doing, our show, all that stuff. And then obviously listening, you know, if you want to do the Twitch and you want to listen to the audio episode, great. Every major podcast platform we're on, you can find us in all those areas. So, if you haven't done so, follow us on socials. At W_key_podcast for basically everything. And then yes, tell someone. That is your goal. When we leave you, tell one person. Tell one person. Exactly. I do expect a report back the next episode. So go do it. Tell someone. And Sean, it can't be one of our friends because they already know about it anyways. So
it's gonna be someone that
someone new. Yeah, that's basically it. Matt, why don't you hit him with your socials?
We got Technique, TECKNEEK on Twitter, Technique TV on Instagram, and twitch.tv/Technique if you want to see me do some live streaming action. We are doing some Ghost of Tsushima right now. Great game, new, so if you want to check that out, come on over.
Come on down. Perfect. That is it for this episode. We will see you guys on the next episode. Again, next Wednesday will be the audio version. Next Sunday at noon Eastern time will be the live version on Twitch and YouTube. Go check us out there. Other than that, hope you guys have a great evening. Always remember, you can't spell win without W.